Revelation chapter number 1. Amen. Revelation chapter number 1, verse number 1. It says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto Him to show unto His servants things which must shortly come to pass. And He sent and signified by His angel unto His servant John, who by record of the Word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written. Now watch this, are written therein, for the time is at hand. Revelation chapter number 22. Revelation chapter number 22, verse number 8. He said, I, John, saw these things and heard them, and when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant of thy brethren, the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of this prophecy of this book, for the time, here it is again, is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may be that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and adulterers, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I want to preach a few minutes this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought. When we see Jesus inside the gate, amen, when we see Jesus inside the gate. As we look at this, John's writing to us, John the Revelator, God's revealing things to him. And now it's not the revelation of John, but it's the revelation or the revealing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you thankful for that day that Jesus was revealed to you? Of a little person, we were probably brought up and we know who Jesus is. Jesus Christ was the Son of God, the precious Lamb of God that came to take away the sins of the world, as John would say. He was that one that endured the cross, amen, and the shame of the cross for us so that we might be free, praise God. He was the one that came as our Savior, our Redeemer, so that you and I might be saved, praise God, so that we could get in and be partakers, so that we'd have a hope one day of seeing Jesus and entering in to the gates of glory. Praise God. That's our whole ambition today. That's our purpose as being children of God, that we'll bypass the wrath of this whole world, praise God, and we'll enter into the presence of our Savior. That's what that blessed hope is, is being with Christ one day in a little while, praise the Lord. And we see it as the apostle lays it out here for us. And we ask the question, we wonder, when does this all come to pass? When does this all take place? And he tells us in the beginning of Revelation that time is now. And he tells us at the end of Revelation that time is now. Listen, I don't know what we're waiting for in the day and hour we live. It's time for God, praise God, for us to get right with God and get where God can touch us and use us, where he can lead God, direct us, and where he can draw us with the power of the Holy Spirit unto him. We need a drawing power in the world today, man. You need that drawing power, that drawing influence. I need that influence. We need that influence, praise God. Not yesterday or tomorrow. We need it today. Amen. Because one of these days when we see Jesus, we'll see him inside the gate. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? One day in a little while, we'll see Jesus inside the gate. But I want to ask a question. I want to just look at a couple scriptures this morning. We'll go to the house and just give God the glory for all that he's already done. I want to ask a question, a couple questions this morning. And the first one is this. Who enters into heaven? Who gets to go in? Amen. Have you ever thought about that? Who gets to go into heaven? Who gets to enter those gates? Because if praise God, if you don't enter in those gates, if you don't make it into heaven, you'll not see Jesus. Amen. Until you stand at the great white throne judgment. That'll be the first time and that'll be the last time that you'll see the Lord. God help us. We don't want to enter into that. We won't be at the judgment seat of Christ, praise God, where He judges us for what we've done after we're saved. Praise God. Serving the Lord, praise God, looking for the glorious appearing, praise God, when we'll be with Him as He is. But who gets to go? Who gets to enter in to heaven? Who gets to enter in to those gates? Look at 1 Peter chapter number 1. 1 Peter chapter number 1. The Bible says this. It's just back a few books. 1 Peter chapter number 1. If you've got an old Schofield, it's on page 1311. He says this in verse number 3 of 1 Peter chapter number 1. He said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." I say amen to that, don't you? Amen. Praise the Lord, I love my Heavenly Father, praise God, because He is that. Amen, because He loves me, praise God. Sent His only begotten Son that through Him I might be saved. How could you not love somebody like that? That gave you the best thing they had that they would ever have, praise God, when they gave us His Son. God did that, and He did that for you, and He did it for me. Amen. He said, "Blessed is the God Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy," and it tells us why He did it, "hath begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Amen. That's that living hope. We preached on this. You said, "Preacher, you preached this last Wednesday night." Amen. That's all right. Praise God. It don't ever get old. Amen. Praise God. So we've got a living hope through God Almighty. It sent His only begotten Son to die for our sins on the cross of Calvary. I'm going somewhere. Praise God. He was making a way. He was paving a way for you and I, praise God, that we could get in. He was doing the same thing for you and me that He did for a little Paisley last Saturday, praise God, when He made a way for her to get in. See, she realized that she was lost, a sinner, and needed a Savior, and that realized that Savior was Jesus. And that you call upon Him, praise God, to the saving of the soul. He said, "Have begotten us again into a lively hope," that's a living hope, "by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." That's how we got in. That's how you get in. That's the only way in. If you're going to enter into those gates, praise God, and when we see Jesus, we'll see Him inside the gate, praise God. Because we enter in, praise God, through the death that He died, the resurrection, praise God, because Jesus rose from the dead. He said, "to an inheritance incorruptible." And I've told you before, that means it's death-proof. Amen? And undefiled. That means our inheritance, praise God, it's not only death-proof, said it's sin-proof. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. You say, "Preacher, well, the Bible said we all sin and come short of glory." God, we do. Every one of us is old sinners, but we're sinners saved by grace. That's why we can plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, ask Him to forgive us, and we should. Amen. We should repent of our sin, praise God, when God brings it to our knowledge. Amen. Praise God, so we can put that behind us. Amen. He said, "Son," he said, "we're sin proof." He said, "that fadeth not away." That means it's not only is it death-proof and sin-proof, but it's time-proof. Amen. Praise God. God don't have a stamp on it, praise God, where you know what? Your life and your expectancy for God is going to expire on such a day. Now, He said it's appointed man once dying after this judgment. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad, glory to God, if you're a child of God, you've already been born again, saved by the marvelous grace of God. And yet when you stand before Him, it's going to be for rewards and not for salvation. Amen. Not for your eternal security. And that fadeth not away. And now watch this. He said it's reserved in heaven for you. Now, so not only is it death proof and sin proof and time proof, praise God, it's devil proof. Amen. Praise God. I want to tell you today, we serve a God that if we'll trust and rely on Him and keep His commandments, He'll make you devil proof. Praise God. Hey, praise God, you'll get the worship of God, giving God glory, praise God, and God and the devil has to flee. Praise the Lord. Verse number 5, he said, "who are kept by the power of God through salvation, through faith unto salvation." Revealed, now watch this, "be revealed in the last time." That's that time that we was talking about earlier. The last time, praise God. He said, "wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are heaviness through manifold temptations." He said, those trials that we face, they're many. Amen. Let me just tell you something. The devil tries to beat us down. He thinks, well, see, you got saved and you're still going through all these things. Amen? Praise God. Yeah, we're saved and we still continue to go through all these things. These temptations, praise God. These trials that we face in this world, they are real, praise God. Just because you're a child of God, I don't mean that you're immune to them. But praise God, I'm glad we have an advocate with the Father. That's promised He'd bring us through the trials that we face. With our feet planted upon a solid foundation, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll come out victorious because the one that's already claimed the victory. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know it's hard sometimes we get down and we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But praise God, I'm glad it's there because God Almighty said it was. God Almighty said He'd be there with us. God Almighty said He'd bring you through. God Almighty said He'd not put more on you, but with it make a way of escape. Praise His holy name. I'm glad He is that way of escape. How many times in your life have you had to cry out to God? Amen. When the darkness was enveloping you. Seemed like darkness was pulling you down. Amen. Darkness was discouraging you. Darkness was hindering you. But praise God, because of what Jesus Christ done on the cross of Calvary, we could cry out to Him when those temptations and those trials come and just give God the glory. Praise His name. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said that, verse number 7, He said that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found in the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, and whom though now you see Him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Praise God, when we see Jesus and we see Him inside the gates, you know what makes that possible? Peter tells us here, he said it's because that we have a reservation. Glory, hallelujah. If you've been saved by the marvelous grace of God this morning, you have a reservation in a place called heaven inside the gates with a man called Jesus. Praise His holy name. Amen. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Praise God, the devil would like to beat us down. This old flesh would like to wear us out. It'd like to tell us, amen, why don't you give up? Why don't you give in? Praise God, because we got victory right inside the gate. Amen. Praise the Lord. Have a reservation. Amen. Have you got your reservations made? Your reservation? You only need one. A reservation for heaven, praise God. Place where we're going to go one day in a little while. In just a short season. He would go on in 2 Peter chapter number 1. And he would say this. Peter would say this. He said in verse number 5, he said, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Amen? Virtue, that's that standing, praise God. And that knowledge is that knowledge of God. And said knowledge, temperance, that's that self-control. And the temperance, patience, that's that endurance without complaining, amen. Staying with God and trusting the Lord. Amen. And the patience, godliness, that's a God-likeness, praise the Lord, that we have in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Praise God. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. That's just that common consideration. Hey, praise God that we have for a brother and sister in Christ, for one another. Praise God. That's what it takes, praise God, to make a difference in the day and hour that we live. That consideration, Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. But we see the Bible tells us here, He says, for if these things be in you, now watch this, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Neither barren nor unfruitful. How do you tell if a person's been saved or not? If they got that reservation, praise God, because there'll be fruit in their lives. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Now watch this. Peter says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Amen. He said you got to put forth that constant effort. Praise God. Exercised in faith. to draw closer and closer and closer to the Lord, to receive that help that He has to give to you day after day, and His mercy that endures, that's a new every day. He said, then you'll never fall. There won't be no apostasy in your life. Amen? He said, there won't be no temptation that'll overtake you. And your devotion, praise God, will be to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? I've told you before, our priority ought to be Christ Jesus as our Savior. Jesus Christ makes the difference. Amen? When we make Him our priority, there's no such thing. It's oxymoron to say priorities. There's a priority. That's the thing that's most important to your life. Everything else falls in place when we get our priority in order. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, His righteousness. And He shall add all these things unto you. Amen? So what we got to do is just believe on Lord Jesus Christ, trust in Him, praise God, and He will add to you what you need. Food, clothing, raiment, whatever needs to, praise God, your need might be. He said, God will supply it. And He said, these are the kind of people, praise God, who's going to enter into heaven one day. Going to enter in to the presence of our Savior. And He said, we need to be diligent, praise God, and in that work, praise God, in that traveling as we go. Amen. The devil would like to hinder us along the way. But praise God, I'm glad we've got a God that He'll take care of the devil for us. So those are the people. That's how you, those that enter into heaven. What about those that don't enter in? Those that don't enter into heaven. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6 and verse number 9. He said, know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Who's not going to be able to get into heaven? Who's going to be left out? The unrighteous. What is an unrighteous person? Those aren't saved? Those that, let me just say this. Let me just put it simple that all these little youngins can get it. But R.A. White said, take the high and lofty thing, God, put it on the bottom shelf. He said, then you're preaching. Amen? I want to tell you that the unrighteous is those that are not right with God. Amen? You say, what do we need to do, Pastor Jeff? We need to get right with God. Amen. Preacher, you say, preacher, I hear it all. Preacher, one of these days, I get everything straightened out, then I'm going to get in church, and I'm going to get right with God, and I'm going to just submit to Him, and I'm going to work for Him. I'm going to do, amen, one day it'll be too late. Amen. Those that don't enter into heaven are those that are unrighteous, those that are not right with God. But then he says, but in verse number 9, he said, be not deceived. He said, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Amen. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Said, you won't get in. Amen. He said, if you're any of these things, I think about every one of us know what these things are. Amen? And he said, if you're any of these things, said, you're not going to make it into heaven. Help us, Lord. Right? We need to be right with God. We need to get right with God now. He said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not, say that with me, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You're not going to make it in. Praise God. But bless God, we see that. And Paul tells it many times in the Word of God. We see this laid out for us. He says the same thing to the Galatians. The people of Galatia, he says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21. He says the same thing. These people, this attitude, this lifestyle will not get you into heaven. He said, you'll miss heaven. Amen? Praise the Lord. I won't miss heaven, do you? If you don't want to miss heaven, then what do you got to do? Get right with God. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's how you get right with God. Amen. When you get right with God, God begins to make the difference. Look at Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21, verse number 8. He said, but the fearful. Now let me ask you a question. Why should people be fearful? You should be, if you're fearful, it's because you're unsure. because you don't know, because you don't have a direction, because things are not laid out for you. So you don't know the end from the beginning. That's why people are fearful. Should children of God be fearful? No, because we know how this thing plays out. We've got the last book and the last chapter. Praise God. We know that we love Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see Him. Praise God. We'll enter into the gates of heaven and we'll shout it out. Amen. Praise God. But He said, but the fearful, why are they fearful? Look at these next two words. And unbelieving. Why are people so fearful today? Because they're unbelievers. Because they don't believe and have their faith and their hope in Christ Jesus as their Savior. Amen? They just don't know. Praise God. These people won't ever enter into gates of heaven because they don't believe on Lord Jesus Christ. The fearful and unbelieving. The abominable, the things that do abominable things, things that's displeasing to God, that break His heart and makes Him sad. Amen? And the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and idolaters and all liars have their part in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Amen? These people will never enter into the gates of heaven, praise God, in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it's time for us to get right with God. No unrighteousness will enter into heaven. So it's time to get right with God. And it's time to quit your lying. Amen. He said, there's no liars going to be in heaven. Amen. You know who we lie to the most? Ourselves. Amen. We'll lie to ourselves every day and say, well, you know, I'm doing pretty good. You may be doing pretty good, but praise God, you're not doing good enough. Amen. Praise God, we trust the Lord Jesus Christ for His goodness. It's Jesus' righteousness, not our own. Amen. It's time to get right in Christ Jesus. How do you do that? By putting our faith. He said, we got to come out. We don't need to be fearful, praise God. We don't need to be in unbelief, but we need to believe and be saved. When you're believed and you're saved, praise God, then you're a believer and you're safe. Amen. You're safe, praise God. You're safe from yourself. You're safe from the attacks of the devil. Oh, he'll still come at you. But praise God, you've got an advocate with the Father, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. Yeah. Amen. A lot of things he does, he has to ask permission. Amen, praise God. So we see God that lays it out here, praise God, in His precious word of truth. Those that will not be in heaven, where are they going to be? They're going to be outside the gates. They're not going to be entered in. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 15, look what he says. He's for without. He's talking about outside, not allowed in. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters. And whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. He said those people are going to be outside. Those people's going to be left out. Those people will never be able to get in unless they get saved. Gloriously born again. Amen. Being born again, being born from above, praise God. Where that greatness and the mighty hand of God comes upon you and He changes you from the inside out. Amen. Old fellow, you say if ain't a change takes place when you get saved, ain't a change. Amen. You got counterfeit. Amen. Praise God. God will change you. He won't let you do the same things that you used to do. He'll convict your heart through the Spirit of God. He'll show you, praise God, that your ways is not His ways. He'll encourage us to do right in the righteousness of a holy and righteous God. He'll begin to move upon your life. He'll begin to show you things, praise God, that you'd never thought of before. Amen? And you start striving to do better. Why? Because inside the gate, we'll see Jesus. Inside the gate, we'll see our Savior. Amen. Praise God. We'll see the one who loves us and cares for us and helps us. But outside the gate will be those that are left out. Those outside the gate will be those that are full of sorrow. Can you imagine what it'd be like one day when you stand before the Lord and He says, depart from me, I never knew you. Amen. A lot of people say, depart from, I never knew you, workers of iniquity. A lot of people are trying to work their way in. Amen. We ought to be working that, ought to be doing that diligent work, praise God, trusting in Jesus Christ, our righteousness. That He is our ever-present help. He's the one that leads us. He's the one that shows us His way. And the reason we do that, now listen to me quickly, right quickly. Now I'm going to hurry through this real quick. Jesus Christ loves us and He is the righteousness of God. And God the Father looked down on our Savior and He said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Amen. So we're trusting in the well-pleasing Savior to God the Father to make a difference in our lives. I mean, it's not me trying to be good, which I try to be good. I try to behave. I try to be mindful of the Word of God. I try to treat my neighbor as I treat myself. I try to love my neighbor, praise God, as Christ loved me and gave Himself for me. Amen. It makes me love them a whole lot more than I could within myself. Amen. Because that self rises up a lot. Amen. It's kind of like that self-rising flare. You don't have to encourage it much. It'll come out of you. It'll come out of the pan if you let too much of that get in. Amen. But outside the gate is sorrow. Outside the gate is a lot of strife. There's contention outside the gate. Amen. Contention. There's pain and anguish outside the gate. See, that kind of goes along with sorrow. It kind of goes along with strife. See, that all fits together. Amen. Praise God. And then that brings those, that crying, that welling from the heart. It brings those tears that come into our eyes because of a brokenheartedness, because of a lack of hope. Amen. Because of a lack of comfort from a comforter. It seems like nobody's there outside the gate. Amen. I know a lot of us have been there a time or two. Praise God till God marvelously saved us by His amazing grace. Amen. And then there's that crying and those tears that come. And then there's that death that comes and dying and death. Dying is superseded by death. And it's on every heel, everyone's heels. Amen. Every one of us have an appointment. We don't know when it is, but it's coming. Amen. Unless the Lord Jesus Christ comes and snatches us out first. But we got an appointment. And the unrighteous, praise God, is going to keep that appointment. They're caught up in unrighteousness. Amen. You say, preacher, why? Because they don't have a reservation. They're outside the gate because they don't have a reservation. You got to have a reservation, praise God. You've got to be born again through the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ. You have to have your faith in Him, praise God. You have to have a reservation. Amen. Think about that. You can't even go to the beach and get a motel room and stay, praise God, if you don't have a reservation. You get down there, praise God, and they won't let you in. Hello? How do you know? Because I've been there and done that. Amen. You can't just go on a whim and think, praise God, I'll get down there and everything will be okay. You get down there, praise God, and they say there'll be a no vacancy on the sign. You won't be able to get in. That's why we got to be saved, praise God. When we see Jesus, praise God, it's going to be inside the gate. And we got to have a reservation. You got to have a reservation to get in. And a reservation is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life where you've been saved by blood of Lord Jesus Christ in faith, praise God, exclusively in Him. He makes that difference. Praise God. No entrance in, praise God. No entrance. Be outside the gate where there's no peace, there's no happiness, there's no joy. Outside the gate. But praise God when we get inside the gate. That eternal happiness, praise God, that won't be outside the gate. That eternal happiness, that happiness that we look for, that happiness that we desire all through life. And we never really achieve to it because happiness depends on what happens. Amen? But true joy is in the Lord Christ, our Lord and Savior. So outside the gate, praise God, is just bitterness and sorrow. But inside the gate is a peace and joy that passes all understanding. Because God says in Revelation chapter 21 and verse number 4, Well, verse number 3, he said, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them and be their God." You can't get no better than that. But look what he says in verse number 4, and I'm done. "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." Amen. Those tears, praise God, those tears of anguish won't go in. They're going to check it at the door. They're going to check it at the gate. Amen. Praise God. When we see Jesus, praise the Lord, He's going to say, "Hey, listen, that old sorrow heart, it don't go in here. It don't belong here." Amen. So wipe all tears from their eyes. There should be no more death. Amen. So death don't have no place here. Death was overcome at the cross of Calvary and resurrection of Jesus Christ. When I got up, praise God, death was defeated. Amen. The sting of death was plucked for children of God, those who believe. Praise His holy name. He said, neither sorrow nor crying. It don't belong in heaven. When we see Jesus inside the gate, sorrow and crying and death and anguish, tears of sorrow, praise God, they'll be left outside the gate. Amen. We'll go in rejoicing. We'll go in praising God. He said, now watch this. I like this part. Neither shall there be any more pain. They'll need no sorrow. He said, they'll need no pain. But Ralph, we'll leave all our aches and pains. We'll check them at the gate. Amen. We'll press on inside the gates of glory. Amen. When we see Jesus inside the gate, praise God, all those old pain and anguish of this world will be left behind, never to be remembered no more. Amen. You'll never remember the pain, the sorrow, the anguish that we faced here. We'll just be with the Jesus Christ where He is, with the Savior, praising Him. Praise God through the endless ages for His goodness, His mercy, and His love. When we see Jesus, we'll see Him inside the gate in all His glory and His splendor. And we'll be like Him when we see Him. Amen. He said, for the former things are passed away. And He says this, and He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. I'm ready for some new things, ain't you? Amen. Praise God, I'm ready for some new actions, reactions, for new attire. I'm ready for a new attitude. I'm ready for a new outfit of righteousness in Christ Jesus our Lord, that I would be clothed upon and not found naked in the presence of my Savior. Praise His holy name. He said, Behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. He said, you know what? He said, John, what I'm telling you, he said, you can take it to the bank. Amen. You can deposit it. It's good. It'll be there for you. Amen. He said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Amen. When we see Jesus inside the gate, all the sorrow and anguish of heart is going to vanish away. It's not going to go in with us. It's going to be left behind forever. You say, well, preacher, you mean it won't catch us with us someday up there? No. That sorrow, that anguish, that pain, that suffering, that crying, that the tears, the death, the dying, it'll never overtake us again. Praise God, that's enough to bring you out of shouting. That's our blessed hope in Christ our Savior. Because listen, youngs, when we see Jesus inside the gate, everything's going to be brand new, including me and you. Amen. We're going to be brand new. We're going to be like unto our Savior. We'll see Him as He is, and we're going to be like Him. Praise God. Perfect. Cleaned up and perfected for a great presentation when He presents us to His Heavenly Father without spot or blemish, without any anguish or sorrow, without any regret. Praise God, we're going to enter into the presence of the Lord when we see Jesus inside the gate. into a glorious time that you can't even begin to imagine in this physical body that we live in. But one day, he said, we will enter in. Amen. And I'm looking for the Lord to say, enter in, thou good and faithful servant. Well done. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because we love him and we're seeking his appearing. I don't want to be one of those that ends up outside the gate. You? I'd never want to live outside the gate. It's a horrible, horrible place with all the anguish that the whole world could put upon you. But inside the gate, when we see Jesus inside the gate, boy, what a time of rejoicing. Amen, it's going to be. We ought to just go ahead and practice here, getting ready for when we get over there. Just go ahead and rejoice and praise God. Thank Him for what? The things that He has done. Looking forward to the things that He's going to do. Because, in the volume of the book, it's written, we have a blessed hope. We have a promise from God Himself. And guess what? God is our ultimate promise keeper. And He loves us and cares for you. Amen.